Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast our weekend edition show live from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, we record this show at 2 a.m. on a Saturday morning, and it gets played at various times on Saturday and Sunday, and even early into Monday morning in various stations and affiliates we have all over the country. So thank you very much for tuning in, everybody that's listening. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now in the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to visit our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us tonight from California, where it's probably warmer there than it is here where I'm at right now, it's the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yes. Yes, and they're applauding you and giving you accolades. And they're standing out there. It's 56 degrees. It's foggy, but that's not stopping them. I can barely see them over there in the porch on the roof, but they're there. Trust me, they're there. All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight it is my distinct honor to wish my compadre happy birthday, and we're going to let the singing audience do that.
I made it another year.
You're 39.
Forever. That's right.
And holding.
Exactly,
and holding.
Right.
Speaking of holding, we got a tremendous situation going on tonight. They found the parents' car. Now, in case you folks are not paying attention to what's been going on with the Michigan shooting suspect, the 15-year-old boy, they found his parents yesterday. A warrant was issued for their arrest for, I don't know if it was aiding and abetting or what the situation was that got it started, but it appears now they're being charged with involuntary manslaughter charges. That's what they're being charged with, by not doing what should have been done to catch the gun and leaving it accessible for the 15-year-old. which is obviously not legal in Michigan and not legal in many states to have it where it's accessible for a teenager to just go and grab and do whatever. So they're being held responsible, and they found their SUV in a parking lot in Detroit late last night. Now, they haven't been seen, but apparently there's an attorney that's spoken up, and that's the son, Ethan Chombley, I guess is his name, has spoken up and said that they're going to be returning to face the charges, but no signs of them yet, right?
No signs of them yet, so we'll believe it when we see it, Captain, of course. The signs were there, though, evidently, with this 15-year-old boy, a high school student, searching online for ammunition, for example. They had bought the gun, evidently, as an early Christmas present. And then once the parents left the school that day after talking with school officials, they didn't want to take him back home, and then the rampage began. And we understand that, according to reports, the mother texted the son and said, don't do it.
Yeah, he was there with a gun.
Yeah.
And the ammo.
Exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And they knew it.
They apparently did. And so, again, this is why I think that they're being charged along with this horrible, for this horrible crime
with
their son.
And there's another charge that I'm surprised I didn't hear about, and that's becoming an accessory to the fact. And they weren't charged with that for whatever reason, but we'll see where this goes, because this isn't over yet.
No, and we also understand that we believe the gun, according to initial reports, was in the home, but it was not locked up. It was stored in a
No.
Trailer. Yeah.
No, and there are certain states, and of course Michigan's a blue state now, certain states have passed different rules and regulations about the safekeeping of a gun and keeping it away from children, out of reach, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. Lock boxes, keeping them locked up. Just depends on where you're at. I know some states have gotten very stringent, but we'll try to keep our eyes on this. We may or may not hear something tonight as we're broadcasting, taping and recording the show for the weekend here, because this is a fluid situation, and we'll just keep our eyes on it as best we can.
Exactly.
Now, whoops, well, okay, here comes the music, so I can't do what I was going to do. All right, well, when we come back, folks, Joe Biden had one of those moments again yesterday, and I don't really know what to say other than there's something wrong with him. And it's not the fact that he had a cold and couldn't talk or whatever. There's something really wrong with him, and we got to address the situation now. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, and we've got breaking news coming in right now. Kyle, it appears as if the parents of the Michigan school shooter have been arrested in Detroit.
Very interesting. Yes,
that's just now coming across.
Yeah, and they might have been found, I think, near where their SUV was found, evidently. Looks like we're getting a little bit of word on that as well. But that is some actual good news. Obviously, because the last thing we need is to have some other manhunt going on for these parents.
No, and the charge that they got him on is involuntary manslaughter, but I'm telling you, I believe there'll be more charges to come because they were aware of the fact that the youngster, their son, had a gun and ammunition in the backpack in the school.
Well, that's exactly right. And so certainly they would have been aware of this. And if they don't act, then you're complicit in what happened.
Yeah, you become an accessory to the fact, is what it's known as. All right, well, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow, MyPillow.com. And remember, we send you over to the website. You take a look at all the stuff he's got for sale there. And all you got to do is enter the promo code CAPTAIN to get those special, special, special low prices. And some of them are, as Crazy Eddie used to say, they're insane. And that was Crazy Eddie in New York City. He was a great guy with the sold stuff. But anyway, radio listener specials page right there on the homepage. Click that. Go in there. You'll find another bunch of stuff in there. Promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. And if you want to call in on the phone and talk to a live person, their number is 800-641-5459. The number again, 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. And the phone number, 800-641-5459. Check them out. I'm sure you're going to like what you see. And the last thing that I bought over there, Kyle, was a pair of the slippers.
Oh, that's right. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, comfortable. I've walked out the door twice with them on so far this week, and I almost came over to the radio station with them on, but it's just a little bit too chilly to be walking around there with a pair of slippers.
Well, sure, sure. And, of course, Mrs. Professor just got her slippers just a few days ago. She loves them, and they're keeping her feet warm.
All righty. Okay, let's go back to the news angles here, if you will. Breaking last night, we had from the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party. They said that doctors in China at one of the labs, and it's not the Wuhan lab, say that they now have the ability to neutralize, get this, folks, all strains and variants of the virus.
This is really something.
If it's true, it is.
If it is true, and obviously this is a bombshell of all bombshells, it seems. The very idea that they could neutralize COVID-19, especially the Delta variant, that somewhere it's in some lab in China, this is a huge, huge development, Captain. I can't imagine. Of course, the questions are, when did they figure this out? Did they have this all along, or what's going on? Because this whole thing has been one big web of lies since the very beginning.
Well, why wouldn't they, since they're the ones that started the whole damn mess?
Well, what it would do, I think, is it would begin to really lend credence to the fact that this came out of the Wuhan lab somehow. This wasn't a natural virus under a rock for 5,000 years or in a bat for the last 5,000 years or something, it somehow jumped over to humans. It would really start to buttress that. And, of course, Captain, what would that do? That would start calling into question a lot of things that, maybe even Dr. Fauci talks about, that kind of stuff.
Now, your neighbors in the state of Nevada, where we have a great affiliate in Las Vegas and another one in Reno, have become the first state in the country to impose a surcharge. Now, a surcharge, in my opinion, is a tax. Am I right?
Oh, well, sure.
On unvaccinated workers that work for or work in the state of Nevada. What the heck's that all about?
Well, I think it's up to $55 a month, and they want to offset the cost of testing and stuff like that. So unless they got the vaccine, then evidently now they're going to start being on the hook for the other testing and things that they would want to do in the absence of that.
Wow. Because I know the federal government wants to hit some of them up for a couple of $100 a month.
Right. Right. Well, but everything, here's the funny thing. Nothing's really free. In fact, the president, just a couple of days ago, Captain, talking about his COVID plan, quote unquote, said, you know, the vaccinations are free because they told all the insurance companies to pay for it. Well, that's still not free. I mean, you're still going to get the cost passed on to you somehow. So it's not really, there's really no free lunch.
Now, something financial, which is going to eventually affect a lot of companies, not only overseas, but also here in the U.S., the Securities and Exchange Commission finalized the rules allowing it to delist foreign firms from the U.S. stock exchanges if they fail to meet the audit requirements imposed by the SEC.
Yeah, again, very, very interesting. You know, how this is going to affect the, you know, how people would actually do business would remain to be seen, obviously.
Yeah, I can't wait to figure this one out.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. So who knows what's going on here. Now, the United States is finding itself a little bit dismayed to find out that East Jerusalem, a housing project there, is back on the docket of planning, according to the committee's agenda for next week, after Israeli officials leaked the plan had been shelved.
That's right. And, of course, East Jerusalem, that's the operative word here, because East Jerusalem, I believe, is where many of the Arab factions would want to have their quote-unquote capital, basically. And, of course, when Trump recognized Israel, that was another big blow to the kinds of politics, obviously, that I think Biden and Blinken want to keep going. But this would certainly be a development that could raise tensions. But at the same time, though, you know, it's best to recognize that Jerusalem would belong to Israel, basically.
Now, did you see the jobs report?
Well, yes. Well, the jobs report coming in at, let's just say, way, way less than what would have been.
Surprisingly low.
Yes, exactly.
They expected about 500,000 jobs, and they got a little bit more than 100,000.
Well, right. They got, 210,000 jobs? They were expecting really more like 570 in that regard. And that's because we're heading into the Christmas season. And this would be the expectation that you've got this big, what they call the Great Resignation underway. Are people not going back to the workforce at all? And also, Captain, because you've had the Biden administration just send out a bunch of money to everybody, and a lot of people think, well, I don't need to get a job. I've got maybe more than I would have been making anyway. And that's just not the way to get
well,
the economy.
Well, they're getting money, but it's not individual anymore. It's for families.
Right.
And they're getting, I think, $300 a kid to stay home with the children.
Right. And then they also had the all the stimulus checks and the direct deposits and things like that. And then you've got this new mentality, Captain, that says, you know, I'm not going to work that job anymore at the fast food restaurant. They're not paying me enough, and so on. And then I heard one analyst say, Captain, that he thought that that people were not going to want to work for somebody else anymore. They're going to want to go out and start their own thing. I don't know that there's a mass a movement in this country for people to simply, I'm going to open my own business on that grand scale. I think a lot of people want to,
mm-hmm.
but I think that it's very disingenuous to think that, well, you know, people are just going to go do their own thing instead of going and getting a job in this environment.
Now, Florida, back many years ago, before the Cubans ruined it, we had a state militia. A state militia was allowed, which was basically a civilian force that was trained, and they were prepared to back up the National Guard in the event they had to for hurricanes and whatnot, kind of like what we call CERT right now, because CERT, the Community Emergency Response Teams, are part of the Department of Homeland Security. But, of course, they did not carry weapons. That's not what part of their forte was. They were trained to do search and rescue and urban rescue to help out the emergency services, which would always be swamped in a hurricane, correct?
Right, right.
Yeah, so our governor yesterday hinted about creating a state militia, and the Democrats and the liberals have gone nuts because they think he's creating his own army. They don't understand what the militia is to begin with and what it was and what it is in many states across the country. Like, oh, gosh, Texas, Oklahoma, you know?
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Prosecutors in Michigan have filed involuntary manslaughter charges against the parents of the accused gunman who killed four people at Oxford High School this week. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald says James Crumbly bought the weapon used in the rampage and gave it to his son.
There was absolute reason to believe this individual was dangerous and disturbed.
Hoping to calm tensions between Russia and Ukraine, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he hopes Russia gets the message to increase its diplomacy.
the most important thing is for Russia to pull back the forces that it's massed near the Ukraine border, to de-escalate the crisis, because resolving anything diplomatically when a gun is being held to someone's head is very, very difficult. So I think that's the first step.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, and I'll tell you what I found, relief last night from Relief Factor, because I took it before I started the show, and I was having a little bit of aggravation and grief with my shoulder, again, because of the cold weather. When it gets cold down here, I react in that fashion. And it's not cold, but it's 56 degrees and just chilly enough with the humidity out there to boot and fog and all that stuff. And it makes your bones ache, so to speak, those of us that have arthritis, bursitis, and rheumatism. So anyway, it is what it is. But I took my Relief Factor, and it worked for me in about 10 minutes straight. I mean, I was over it. Done. Feel great. You almost feel like tap dancing, hopping around on my one good foot. So Relief Factor, though, is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time. And I get tremendous results because of the ingredients that are in it. It's an all-natural product, first of all, 100% drug-free, no narcotics in it. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps with the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it will lower or even eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living, and Relief Factor targets the underlying problems with those areas that you have from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain by going right straight to the source. Now, I have had pain in my right shoulder and my left wrist, which has been broken twice, and my back, which has been fused, L2 and 3, and my foot that swells up and whatnot. And I'm telling you, the Relief Factor just takes care of it. It makes it tolerable, so to speak, and sometimes eliminates it altogether. Depends on what the situation is. But it certainly helps. Now, you can find out what it'll do for you, too, by trying the 1995 3-week quick start. You can do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain to get yourself some relief with no narcotics, 100% drug-free, and see if it'll work for you. You'll know in 3 weeks, and if it works for you, You're in Lake Flynn. All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Joe Biden appeared yesterday, and he was obviously sick. His voice was very raspy and very low, like mine got when I stressed it, my vocal cords were stressed from doing all that yelling I did at a football game, and I paid for it for about a week later, as you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But Joe Biden blamed kissing his grandson for his being sick. And he said, and of course, right away, a lot of the media chimed up and said, well, that insults everyone's intelligence because, you know, kids aren't supposed to be able to make you sick, especially with whatever. But he sounded like he looked terrible, number one. And he sounded like as if he had come down with something a lot worse than a cold.
Yes, exactly. And we know sometimes, yeah, your voice can get affected, you know, if you get sick or whatever.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. But he also talked about how he gets a COVID test every day, basically. It's not COVID. His doctor put out a very sort of interesting statement, which essentially amounted to, and directly referencing, a frog in one's throat is what the doctor said.
That's not a frog in one's throat. I know. Exactly. I've been there.
Exactly. So this says, you know, but at the same time, he's still exhibiting a lot of these characteristics and traits, and the fact that he's evidently battling some kind of sickness just makes it a lot worse.
Well, forgive me for not buying the story, but he's putting his grandson on the blame for the fact that he has a cold. So what's actually going on here with the president? I'd like to know.
Well, I'd like to know, too. And, you know, you would think that anybody who gets very close to the president, if they would be exhibiting signs of having a cold or being sick, maybe they wouldn't be around the president, you know, or at least somebody would have noticed that, or it wouldn't be a total surprise in some way. But yet he sort of tells this story, and some of the media are just kind of, okay, well, good enough for me. But someone who's at the age and the physical position that Joe Biden is in, because not all 78-year-olds are...
He's not 78, he's 79, he'll 79. Be 80.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, 79. But not all 79-year-olds exhibit the same frailties that Joe Biden seems to exhibit. So, in other words, everything has to be taken into account.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine he got that sick that quickly.
Yeah, and this is coming from a man who's had to reschedule numerous events at the last minute. For example, the Christmas tree lighting, he was introduced 3 times over a 2.5-minute period. He was coming up on stage, and he finally made it up on stage after the 3rd time to light the official Christmas tree, if you will. And it's just, we know he's got cognitive decline. No one can deny that. We know that. But there's also all kinds of other physical illnesses that a person can come up with at 80 years of age, and that's what's got me concerned. So color me extremely skeptical.
Well, right. And not only that, just whatever sickness he's having right now, but the pressure of being the president, for one thing, and no joke, basically, but what's going on, for example, with Russia right now, eyeing Ukraine the way that they are, you know, what's happening with China, what's happening now with the new Omicron thing, even if there's a lot of overreaction going on, you know, there's got to be a lot of consternation, Captain, at the White House about, and also throw in the jobs report. Now, they tried to spin it in some way. America's back to work. Really? That doesn't sound like America's back to work to me. So it looks like the tanking poll numbers, everything would be of contributing factors there.
Okay. And then he also talked about gas prices that Biden's claimed to have lowered them significantly. Well, actually, the price of gas over the past week, which dropped officially, the price of gas at the refineries is down to $1.95 a gallon again. It dropped again yesterday, Kyle. That's with the taxes added in at the refinery. Doesn't include your state taxes and your transportation costs to get them there. But still, okay, that's a 29-cent drop from where it was 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And he's raving about, whoa, we dropped them significantly. And it's, in fact, it's only 2 cents a gallon.
Well, right, and certainly releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve
didn't do much.
Didn't do anything.
Because we didn't get any of it.
Well, that's right. But, again, they're trying to go out and claim credit for anything. They've got to try to get a win. If you've noticed, too, Captain, the Build Back Better stuff and whatnot, that's kind of fallen off the back, it's on the back burner almost, at least messaging-wise. They're still trying to get things through and whatnot, but they're not basing it on that. They've really embraced the COVID Omicron variant story. They don't know, but by the way, they don't know what to do to get their poll numbers back up. They're absolutely foundering, and they're absolutely showing that the American people, right mm-hmm. now, don't really have a whole lot of leadership going
on. I'm glad you mentioned the poll numbers, because I got them. On Friday, the average numbers for Joe Biden, as far as the his job performance, 42% of the country thought he was doing a good job. Meanwhile, 57% of the country thought he was doing a bad job. That's a minus 15% approval rating. Then when you talk about the people that strongly approve of the job that Biden's doing or strongly disapprove, it was 23% who strongly approved. It was 49% who strongly disapproved. That's a minus 26% underwater. He's in big, big trouble.
And how can they possibly sustain this, Captain?
They can't.
Yeah.
And the Democrats are right there with them. The Republicans now, after all this time, have got a double-digit lead when it comes to reelection and flipping to Congress come next year.
And, you know, Captain, I don't think we'd be having this kind of conversation if the Democrats, or Biden in particular, whoever's running stuff, that if they would have essentially stayed the course on a lot of different things, they could have claimed credit for that. They would have reaped the benefit from that. But, Captain, their policies, the Democrat Party elite, are so left of center now. They're so far radical that they can't help themselves. They got power, and now they're going to implement what they want, even if it's not what the American people want.
The Politburo that's running the Democratic Party, which is not Joe Biden, which is not Kamala Harris, behind the scenes, it goes right into the basement of the White House where Obama's house with Valerie Jarrett. Obama's got to be involved in this. George Soros has to be involved with this. The former Attorney General Eric Holder has to be involved in all of this. I mean, it's just too obvious that these people, these radicals, are pushing this agenda. All right, you hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch and our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And good old Mr. Mike Gallagher is going to take us to the break. So, Mr. Mike, have at it.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Time.
Travis Tritt. The song is Trouble, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. And Kyle, that's your birthday song.
Well, thank you. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it it definitely had a little resolute to it there on steroids, and that was probably one of his... Well, of course, he's kind of traditional country every now and then, but that's when he went upbeat and went mainline and really did a great job doing what he's doing. All right, well, I'm going to take a look at the weather real quick here and turn it over to you. We have a lot of weather out west, but we have a lot of weather in the upper Midwest along the Canadian border, the northern parts of Michigan, upper Michigan, northern Wisconsin, northern Minnesota, the northern half of North Dakota. We've got a major snowstorm I've been telling you about moving across the northern part of the country, and we've got big time serious fog again in the south tonight, including the area that I'm in. We'll get into all that. But Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We are, of course, are checking some winter weather advisories. This along I-90. This is going to be east of Seattle and Bellevue, but it's going to run almost all the way.
Snoqualmie.
That's right, Snoqualmie Pass. It's going to run all the way down through Washington State, down into the northern part of Oregon as well. And, of course, for Seattle, looks like rain for Saturday, also for Portland. Maybe it will shut off a little bit on Sunday, but returning back on Monday again. Then also winter weather advisory, this is going to be in the northern part of Idaho and stretching across the northern part of Montana as well. Maybe even some blizzard conditions up in northeast Montana. Also high wind warnings as well. This is going to be in central Montana near Helena, stretching on down to Bozeman and down into parts of Idaho as well. Also, Cody, Wyoming, all the way down into Elk Mountain, down through Laramie, Cheyenne, up through Wheatland, up through Casper. You get the idea. High wind warnings there tonight as we continue our trip here across the U.S., at least the western U.S. But over in California, Captain, now you've got fog, of course, that you're going to be talking about. California has its share of fog tonight down through the Central Valley, starting north of Sacramento, coming all the way through Fresno, down through Bakersfield.
That's Highway 99, right?
That's Highway 99, and then also Interstate 5. Looks like that's going to be impacted by that. And then in Southern California, looks like along the Southern California coast, Orange County down through San Diego, that's, you're definitely going to be having a dense fog advisory there. So if you're coming down the Interstate 5 down through maybe Camp Pendleton, for example, you've got some dense fog to deal with tonight.
All right. Well, I'll get to LJ's turf for a minute, but first I got to start with North Dakota. North of I-94, north of I-94, not very far north, all the way to the Canadian border, you have a winter storm watch. There is a major storm moving across from west to east, and it's going to stay pretty much to the north, and then it's going to follow the Great Lakes, and depending on what way the wind blows, we could have a real interesting weekend along Lake Erie and Lakes Ontario tonight, and I'll get into that in a second because we do have snow there. Upper part of Minnesota to include the Twin Cities, north, you've got snow all the way to the Canadian border to include Duluth. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, same storm watches over there. There's some snow going on in the lee shore of Lake Superior and Lake Huron right now. And you've got fog down around Chicago right now. You've got fog east in Indiana, along the northern part of Indiana, I-90, I-94, almost all the way to Detroit, down there around the Boot and around Toledo, where our affiliate is there, M660, the Boot in Michigan. You've got fog in your area. Now, we have got snow starting in right now from Ripley, New York, all the way to Buffalo because of the way the wind is blowing. It's only going to get worse, and if the wind changes directions, and it's supposed to, then it'll kick in on the lee shore of Lake Ontario up there around Oswego and Watertown and Fulton and Pulaski and probably down to Syracuse before the weekend's over. Now, taking a look down the eastern seaboard, got a little bit of wind up there around New England, Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Cape Cod. Got a little bit of wind there along the ocean side. Not a lot, not like what it was, but coming down into the south, I'm going to start with the southeastern part of Oklahoma first. Dense fog advisory. Central part of Arkansas tonight, dense fog advisory. You're going to run into it when you come in past Texarkana, and you're going to run into it almost all the way to Little Rock, Arkansas. Now, down here in Florida, I-75 north from Tampa north all the way up into Valdosta, Georgia, dense fog advisory. About halfway across the I-4 corridor towards Orlando, dense fog advisory. Got some dense fog over on the east side, too. Apache from Daytona Beach all the way up to Brunswick, Georgia. Now, on I-10, all the way across the panhandle of Florida, again tonight, all the way through Alabama, through Mississippi on I-10, through Louisiana on I-10 and I-12 as well, over to Houston, dense fog advisory. Then it's Apache fog area down to the Brownsville area, McAllen, Texas area, if you will, on and off, on and off. But this fog in Louisiana is really, really bad right now. They're calling for zero visibility along the Gulf, right there where 10 runs into New Orleans, over towards where it picks back up at 12, and you'll have that zero visibility on and off all the way to Beaumont, Texas. So please be careful. And then the roads running out of New Orleans, 55, 57, 59, 65 out of Mobile. Just about the whole state of Alabama is under a dense fog advisory tonight, including I-20 west to east from over there in Mississippi over to Alabama. Now, that may spread as time progresses here, Kyle.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad night for fog in the south, so please be careful. Allow you some extra time. And, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J. You've got about 30 seconds.
All right, folks, don't forget, when you pull into the Pilot or Flying J, be sure to join the Drivers Club. Also, you can track your points and earn more points with the My Rewards Plus app. You can go to pilotflyingj.com, learn how to download it, and you can start earning your points today, and you can even use them on Christmas presents if you wanted to.
All righty, Kyle Warren and I will be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this break. Coming up, don't go nowhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.